Okay, we're busy with number 16, I believe, the 48 ways. Miut Schoira, learning how to run and utilize our lives and run our lives as a business, looking at the business of life. Kufayin Zai. מה היית חושב על אדם שבא לשם לשנת הלימודים הראשונה באוניברסיטה ושואל? What would you think of a person who arrives at university for the first year of לימודים and he asks the guy there, he says, tell me, what's my salary? מה המשכורת שלי? He says, למה אתה מתכוון? The guy says, what are you talking about? אתה אמור לשלם לנו, you have to pay us. You come to the university, you don't get a משכורת, you pay us. It's not like in yeshiva. Yeshiva, the guys come learning, we pay them. They should pay us, no? The guy says, what are you talking about? Mapito. I came to become an engineer and make a lot of money. This guy's not going to get into university, right? They're going to send him off to the Beit Moshugoy. It's not the way you get accepted into university, yeah? Demanding a salary the first day you get there. Lama, why is it not some sugar? Because when you get a mevin, she imata roits leis mandes, at a tariq koidim lilmod leis mandes. The man says, you want to become an engineer or anything, you first have to learn how to become that thing. It's understood. You can't arrive at university on the first day you become a doctor, then you start doing surgery. Everyone understands, you first have to learn, no? בדרך שלך שלך על החוכמה אתה עושה לקבל מידע מעולה ובכל זו יש להתחזף. הלכתי לשיעור בנושא בתוכן וזה לא עבד. On a person's pathway to acquiring wisdom, you can sometimes get fascinating information, you can get incredibly wonderful ideas, and at the same time you can still be very downtrodden and very upset. I went to shiur bitochen. Yeah, Thursday night they told me Rav Moshe Shapira gives a gewaldig shiur. I went to Rav Moshe Shapira Thursday night in Betochen and it didn't work. I said to him for an hour and a half, I heard what he had to say and I pulled in Betochen. Didn't work. What do you think you're going to get paid on the spot? Asakim v'sikun tzadim yad v'yad. Business and risk go hand in hand. Almanat v'atzlech v'asakim, in order to be successful in business, anyone will tell you, ata mukhrach l'rotzot l'kachet etz asikun l'ashkir. You have to take risks. You have to take a risk. You've got to take money out your pocket, you've got to invest, you've got to take time, you've got to take your life, and you've got to build and work. And who says you're going to be matzlech? Most startups aren't matzliach. I haven't stopped anybody. The guys are out there starting up all the time. Most of them are not going to make it. The venture capital guys know that. They know that most of the startups are not going to work. You have to make a cheshbon, it's an actuarial cheshbon of, you know, what are the percentages of atzlach and how much you're going to make. But you're going to lose a lot more before you make. You know? Guys in the mining business. How many years you have to pump millions and millions of dollars in before you got a hope of making it? And you know how many don't make it? It's business, Rabbi Yisrael. So you might have to go to more than one share in Betochen before you become a Baal Betochen. It takes, you know, to start up this. Kulayin tzrichim yoyse Betochen. Everyone needs more Betochen. Yoyse imuna, more imuna. Yoyse ruchnias, more spirituality. If anybody here feels they don't, there's something wrong with you. אבל חייבים להבין שיש לכך מחיר. There's a price you're going to have to pay. It doesn't come free. בתוכן, אמונה, רוחניות, it doesn't come free. You're not going to get 8 hours sleep a night. Yeah, you know that. There's a guy that came to Stifle, he wanted to finish Shas and still sleep 8 hours. The Visal Salant, I think, said it. God wants to finish Shas and still sleep 8 hours a night. It doesn't go hand in hand. And then come a Talmud Chochum, you're going to have to learn to get by on their sleep. Wake me in 5 minutes! You know that one? Yeah. אם הדבר חשוב לך מספיק, אם זה נמפון ענק תהיו, נסע אותו לפחות 3, 4, 10 פעמים עד שתצליח. You have to do 3 times, 4 times, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times until you get a drug. כי תמיד בסוף תהליך תהיה בעל אמון ובעל בתוכן עד ליום מועצך. השקעה כדאי. But then if you stick to it, you will become a בעל בתוכן, you will become a בעל אמון. Investment was worth it. I want to become a professional tennis player, yeah? Knocking a ball around on Sunday afternoons ain't going to do it, man. You want to become a professional tennis player, you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you hit hundreds of balls, you eat, sleep and drink. Tennis, right? Am I right? These wunder, teenage wunder tennis wonders, and these, they didn't come about because they just kind of like, you know, spend an hour or two sort of, you know, lobbing a few balls over the fence at their buddies. Sweat and blood! But when you win Wimbledon, it's worth it, no? No. How much you better pay to become a Baal Betochen? Kada? You have to invest. Kana li yehidim, shal manas latzlich ba'asakim atachayev lehit adken kol hazman b'magmot ha'ta'asitiyot u'b'chidushim ha'technologim. Everybody understands, in order to survive in business, to be matzliach in business, a person needs to upgrade and to keep himself informed of all the new industries and the new technologies and the chidushim. You're running a factory, you've got to make sure you've got the latest equipment and the latest stuff, and people go to conferences and they get the magazines, you know, from the engineering society and the dental society and the doctor. You know, you've got to keep abreast of all the latest, you know, the new stuff that's out there, right? Am I right? You've probably got to upgrade your computer every day to keep up with everything, no?
Programs,
yeah, every week. By the time you get back from the store, they've already... Yeah, you're supposed to, not to say, I'm just saying, but you got to keep abreast. You're making websites. You can't make websites then. You got to be what people want today and what they wanted last week. You can't make a website from last week. It's got to look like it looks like today. Come on, Ken, b'chai Torah v'ayira. Remember, we're just taking simple business principles and applying them to Torah life. Yeah? So, in Torah, lech leitat ken v'kol ha'chidushim shel ha'chokhma. Lech le'shirim, you've got to go to shirim, you've got to stay abreast of what's going on out there. You've got to go to Shirim, Kara Sifre Musa Vayira, you've got to see what's in all the Sifre Yira of Musa. Kolayli Yasailacha Litzmoach Olit Kadem. All these tools that the Torah world has for you will enable you to sprout and to grow and flourish. V'yirchiku otcha kematoch ve'kashet mibayras ha'adishut. It will shoot you like an arrow, like a bow, out of the pit complacency or whatever. Right, if I can chokhma bekviut, you're going to pursue chokhma bekviut the same as you do your business. You work one day, you're going to work the next day. One day you decide you're going to open the store, the next day you decide you're not opening the store. Yeah, is that how you run a business? Customer comes into the shop, he wants to buy something, you fall asleep while you're talking to him. They never happen in business. It's actually happening in your business. When you're a lawyer, the client comes to see, he's got a $150,000 claim, he's been telling the story about the claim, and you fall asleep. And how much business you're going to get? In the hardware store, the guy comes in, he wants to buy a screw like this, and you're sloughing there, you're fast asleep. No. Versteht, there's something wrong here, right? What do you say? You're busy fixing the guy, you're lying under the guy's fridge, they're fixing his fridge, you fall asleep, the guy wakes you up 3 hours later. You charge him for 3 hours, huh? No? You understand? You've got to go after it serious. Raidef acha chokhma bekvius. Businessmen are raidef. They raidef after business. Those guys up there, those Hoover salesmen, they're hungry, man.
Hoover salesman.
Yeah, the Hoover salesman, insurance salesman, the whatever the salesman, yeah, the give me your money, I'll make you more money salesman, you know. Al tifayesh li'ayit mechol chokhmak. Don't be embarrassed to be... No, mechol.
Oh, right.
sold, bought in, obsessive about Chochma. Bidyuk kamo shekulam nemshochim lilmod mimilyoner shagia lo'oishe ba'eset ba'ot. Keitzen oisim zoit. Everybody wants to go to the millionaire to find out how did you do it. Yeah, you get a chance to spend a year with Warren Buffett as he's, you know, to learn how he did it. Yeah, you wouldn't take the opportunity. You pack your bags, you leave your wife, you leave your home, you leave your kids, you go spend a year with Buffett, yeah? Bill Gates says, hang around with me for a year, kid, I'll make you famous. Yeah, you wouldn't do it. Go find yourself a millionaire in Chochmah. Go attach yourself to a Talmud Chochem. Go find the biggest godel that you can attach yourself to and attach yourself to him. V'chaba Adam Eina v'pikeach. Go find somebody who's mamash pikeach. Shemuchan l'shatef acherim benus chosoy ha'ishit v'derech el atzlocha. He's prepared to take people under his wing and show them his personal pathway to atzlocha. Go learn how to be a chocha. If it's chochma you want, no, so use the marshal. If I wanted to be a big businessman, if I wanted to be the biggest, I wanted to be this guy that's running around with you. He wants to learn how to be the best appliance guy in town, right? So what you doing? You're sticking around with you, learning the business, yeah? So you want to be a chochem, so go find the biggest chochem and hang around. See how he does it. Okay. When your boss talks, אז אתה מקשיב, you listen, right? שים לב כמה אתה עשוי לו על מנת להתקדם בקריריה שלך. Look how much you prepare to take, how you prepare to sovel in order to מתקדם in your career. You sometimes have to put up with a nudnik boss, right? זו מסע אורך על הפיסקה. מה זה? זוהו מסע אורך אל הפיסקה. אורך הוא לאלף. אורך הוא לאלף. ארוך.
Long.
אל הפיסקה, to the peak. It's a long journey till you get to the peak, till you get to the top. The corporate climb. Today you're not even going to get there. There used to be a time where the longer you stayed in a company, the better off you were, the more secure you were. In the world of there today, it doesn't work like that. The minute you've been there too long, it's not getting too expensive. They're fine, they're taking some kid that can do your job for half the price. Today, your job security, the longer you get in the job, the more nervous you're going to get. You used to be a time like you've been in the same company for 10, 15 years, you know you're secure. Today, you've been there 10 years, you better start finding a new job. No one's interested in guys, you know, get rid of you. Corporate climb's changed a little bit. But anyway, if you are going to get to the top, it's a long haul. אם המעסיק דרש ממך לבצע משימה לא נעימה, תעשה אותו. Sometimes in business you have to do things that are not so pleasant, you know. Your venture capital fund guy, you know, your private equity guy that's sponsoring your business wants you to do something that's not so pleasant, you do it, right? Because you don't want to lose your funding. You're going to be nice to your bank manager, even though he has a special place in Gehenna for the way he treats you. Yeah, you've got to be nice to the guy. What can you do? משום שהשכה והקידום תלויים בו. Your salary, your reward, your progress, your promotion is dependent on this nudniks you've got to be nice to. נעד בו איפן די ורביבה אחר רמות קבוע יויסה של תוילה ויר שמיים. Work the same way in your yearning to grow in Torah and Europe. אל תסתה מהדרך בשביל הנוס מהידיעות. Don't go off the derech for temporary pleasures, like telling your boss what you think of it. Yeah, it's geschmack. You know how delicious it would be? You spend hours imagining the day that you're actually going to tell him what you think of it, right? But you don't do it because you understand there's no worth it. So on the pathway to the piska of chochma, there's a lot of pleasures along the way, okay? Don't get distracted. Hay mukhun lashkir targu, zman vahakrova atzmis. Be prepared to invest an enormous amount of hergel, of habit, and time, and shechting yourself. Ukushdimse madrich matim simlei vakuv acharot. When you find the correct money, the correct madrich, when you find someone that can show you the right way, so then stick to him and go for it. Nanir sheyesh lecha lekuach lo simpati. If you have a client who's not exactly you know, the most sympathetic guy in town. He must have Zorek or Tom Miachanut. Guy comes into your store and he wants to buy $100,000 worth of goods. But the guy's a real, you know, he's not the nicest guy in town, so you throw him out the store. Lo? Imishu tzarich lazor lecha lid parnes. He's someone's going to help you make bucks. Who cares? He's not the nicest guy in town. As in Masrahugen, if the reward's worth it, sister there, kvar, called over. Call Kushi. If the reward's worth it, so you put up with them, right? You don't have to put up with some Ludwig Weisslauf sometimes. Yeah. So what do you care? They're paying $150 an hour, so you do it. Put up with Ludwig in business, why? Because it's worth it, right? In my business, I've had it worth it. Yeah? You don't go to a guy to get money for the yeshiva because he's a nudnik? What are you talking about? The guy gives you a check. You go, you put up with these insults. You put up with these speeches. You get a check out of a guy, sometimes you have to listen to long droshes about you know, the meaning of life. Yeah, okay, so. It can be sometimes so unpleasant. The Ponovitro said he used to knock on the guy's door and daven that he wasn't home. Sometimes I phone people and I dub it if they don't answer. I'm not joking. Yeah, but you got to, yeah, but you understand why you're doing it. You understand that if you're a businessman, you would sovel from the customer who's your best customer and the guy buys a lot of stuff from you. Put up with it. I used this the other day, actually. I found a diner, the guy swore at me and slammed the phone down. So my first reaction was, just blew that donation. My second reaction was I phoned him straight back. I said, what's your problem? What are you going nuts about? Just calm down, you know. That's who you're talking to. You don't speak like that. All of a sudden. Yeah, no. I said, fine. I said, I'm sending you the email event detail. You've got a beautiful donation, Baruch Hashem. You get desperate, you pick up the phone again. A year ago, I don't know if I would have picked up the phone, I would have just taken the knock. What's the matter? I can't take a knock. This is life and death. I'm desperate. I got bankrupt over this idiot. Picked up the phone straight away. 2 months later, I was back on the phone. I can't. You know how bad business is? You're asking me for more money. Blah, 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 blah. I said, listen, if business was good, I wouldn't need your money. I could be getting from other people. It's bad for everybody. We're in a hole here. We're suffering. Help a guy out. See what I can do. Boom. It's not so pleasant sometimes, but you know what? It was worth it. 3 minutes of insult. Baruch Hashem. Got a nice check. Like everything in business. Sometimes you're breaking your teeth, trying to understand a little bit of wisdom, trying to understand a Rashi. That's hard. Do me a favor. It's hot. And everyone's there swimming. And it's not so pleasant, but what, you really want to acquire wisdom, you really want to own this piece of chokhmah, you want to be a millionaire in chokhmah? What will you do for $1 million? Rav Nachum ever make you that offer? I'll give you $1 million at the end of the year if you come to me, shas klo. Would you do it? If I asked you to finish shas by the end of the year, would you do it? No way. You couldn't, right? Correct? Could you finish shas by the end of the year? No. If I give you $1 million, if you finish up by the end of the year, would you make a plan? You make a plan, right? Tell your wife, that's it. I'm not coming home anymore till the end of the year. At the end of the year, we'll go and have a holiday together. But for 6 months, I don't have a phone anymore. I'm not available anymore. I'm moving to the yeshiva. From 6 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, I'm finishing shas. Will you do that? Of course you do it. Which idiot wouldn't? Yeah, you would take a year off, go to yeshiva for $1 million? No? You know what shas is worth? How much is shas worth? $1 million? Nothing. The first word in shas is worth more than $1 million. So how come we don't do it? Because we're nuts. So. It's hard to Mr. Day with a guy. Get your personal stuff out of the way. Forget if you like the guy or not. What's important is how you What's important is see how you guys can sort out your tikshon, get your communication going, and start learning. Kach she'toich le'lmod zeh mizeh le'achin. Then you can learn this one from the other, and you can get wise. What's also better, when do you know that you can separate chavrusim? They're not mitzvah, they're not getting whatever, they don't work together. So when can you separate them? It doesn't make any sense. Two Jews can't work out a piece of Hashem's Torah together. But sometimes guys come in, I can't learn with this one. I want to change my chavrusim. I don't know what they're talking about. But fine, I said it. He said, when they're learning well together, if they still want to separate, then you can separate them. I said, no, but the problem is they're not learning well together. So get them to learn well together, and if you still want to learn together, then you can separate them. You know what he's saying? There's no reason why two Jews can't learn well together. They're not learning well together, so then you don't know if you should separate them or not, because you haven't tried it out yet. First, learn well together, and then if you don't get on, it doesn't work out, then separate. If you had to work in an office with a guy for a year, yeah, and you were getting paid $1 million, would you put up with him? You put up with him. Your boss tells you, yeah, you work with my son, yeah, you teach my son the ropes, yeah? So you do it? Of course you do it. You don't want to lose your job. How do you manage? Because the reward outweighs the suffering. Because if it didn't, you would leave, right? The suffering outweighs the reward. You would say, hey, this isn't worth it. I'm out of here. Correct? So why can't you get on with this chavrusa? What's the problem? You're not learning well together. You're not mistaking fun. So come for marriage counseling. Let's talk it out. Let's work it out. Let's get you learning well together. What's the problem? Ruchaim Shulevitz said there's no such thing as two Jews who can't learn with chavrusa. He learns with anybody. Six-year-old kids. I'm a ratzim pomer chachomim. There's no such thing. Two Jews sit down and they want to try and understand what Hashem's telling them. Why can't you work it out together? There's other problems. I want to be a Rosh Hashiva. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. How can I learn with him? He's not helping me mitkadem. So you're a taker, not a giver, for sure. Plenty. Sometimes you're right, it's not Shaykh. You're in your Jacobson Shia and he's in your Wolitsky Shia. Obviously, it's going to be hard sometimes to work and prepare the Shia together. Yeah, because you're doing a show him and he hasn't got the technical skills. I'm not talking about that. So, but you're in the same level, in the same Shia. No, so how can we conduct it together? Yeah, because he's this and I'm this and he's this and I'm this. Hold on 1 second. You're getting paid $1 million to sit with a guy for an hour. You can't do that. But you can do it for $1 million. No? So for chokhmah, what's more important? To be rich and bitter or to be wise? Yeah. All right, let's stop there because I actually have to do that. Yeah.